Unit 4, Chapter 10, page 153. Saving Lives with New Organs.
Starfish, salamanders, and lizards all have something in common. If a tail or a limb, e.g. a leg, is severed or cut off, these animals can regrow that part of their body. This ability to regenerate or regrow a limb has fascinated scientists for centuries. They wondered how people might one day be able to regenerate a body part, too. However, no one had the technology or the know-how to do so until now. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people who are sick or injured need organ transplants, such as hearts, kidneys, or lungs. Unfortunately, many die while they are waiting for a new organ. These people could only hope for an organ or tissue from a donor, usually from someone who has just died. Even if they are lucky enough to find a donor, their immune system might still reject the transplant. Today, scientists have developed a way to create some organs in a laboratory using a patient's own cells. This way, the patient's body will not reject this new organ because the new part came from the patient's own cells. How do scientists create new organs? Which organ was one of the first to be created? Dr. Anthony Atala works at the Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He was able to create a bioartificial organ, in particular a bladder, from a patient's own diseased bladder. Dr. Atala developed something he calls the bladder technique. This process involves taking healthy cells from a person's diseased bladder and then growing many more of them in a laboratory. Once the scientist has enough healthy cells, they are put into a mold with a growth solution. This is a special chemical mixture that helps them to grow. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks to grow a healthy new bladder. Caitlin McNamara was one of the first children to receive the bioartificial bladder. She was born with a very serious disease and had dozens of operations as a child. In spite of all the surgeries, her bladder was very weak. Dr. Atala took cells from Caitlin's weak bladder to grow her new bladder. "Now that I've had the transplant, my body actually does what I want it to do," Caitlin said. "Now I can go have fun and not worry." Scientists are working on many other human organs and tissues as well. For example, they have successfully generated or grown a piece of liver. This is an exciting achievement, since people cannot live without a liver. In other laboratories, scientists have created a human jawbone and a lung. While these scientific breakthroughs are very promising, they are also limited. Scientists cannot use cells for a new organ from a very diseased or damaged organ. Consequently, many researchers are working on a way to use stem cells to grow completely new organs. Stem cells are very simple cells in the body that can develop into any kind of complex cells, such as skin cells or blood cells, and even heart and liver cells. In other words, stem cells can grow into all different kinds of cells. Some stem cells come from a newborn baby's umbilical cord. After a baby is born, its umbilical cord detaches. Blood in the umbilical cord contains stem cells. These cells are different from adult cells because adult cells will only grow into the type of tissue they came from. Thus, a cell that comes from a bladder will only grow into a bladder. In contrast, stem cells have the ability to become any kind of cell. researchers have made stem cells into heart, liver, and other organ cells. However, the use of stem cells in medicine today is very controversial. Some people do not agree that using stem cells for this purpose is a good idea. Although medical research can be very controversial, helping people lead better lives is something everyone can agree on.